Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Congressman, sort of the final town hall meeting here in Brady. How's the
feel
going around doing all this process?
It's so melancholy, Lynn. I love the job. I love what I'm doing. I knew there was an end to it. But anyway, good turnout this morning. And McCullough County has always been really supportive and really good at turning out our town halls, and today was no exception. Mm-hmm. In spite of the driving rain we had outside, but anyway, it was good to be here.
It was good to be here. Things you talked about today with the group?
Yeah, there's not that much. I mean, there's plenty to do, but there's not much that's going to get done. We have to fund the government for beginning October 1st. That'll involve a CR. There may be some things attached to the CR that, like with PPP, we heard of several of the bankers talking about this idea that money was either going to be a loan or a grant. And, I've been arguing that we ought to have a floor under the grant side, so that amounts up to a certain amount of money would automatically be considered a grant. Don't put the banking system through that exercise. So that could get added to it. But funding the government's about the only thing we have to do between now and in October 1st. And then we go home for the elections, and we'll have a lame duck session in November, December. And if you could tell me who's going to be in the White House in January, who's going to be Speaker in January, who's going to be the Majority Leader of the Senate in January, I might be able to tell you what could get done in that lame duck session. But given the variety of iterations of those answers, I really don't have an idea of what might happen.
Going back to, wrapping up 16 years in Congress, it's been an interesting ride. If you look back at that,
It has. I've been able to do some incredible things. I've been a part of some really terrific issues. Obviously, the signature piece of legislation for me was the 18 Farm Bill and the impact it continues to have on production agriculture. I got the things I was able to accomplish with getting cotton back under Title I before the 18 Farm Bill really had a meaningful impact in District 11. And across this country. But the opportunity to meet good people in every county in the district and around this nation, just good, decent, honorable men and women who love this country and want the best for it. Difference of opinion on how that might be, but at the core, they want this America to be that shining example that we've been in the past, and that light's beginning to dim in the eyes of many.
Good luck.
Thanks, I appreciate it. And thank you for all these years as well. I think you've been at this same thing. Yeah. I think I've been doing these interviews with you that same length of time, and you've been really terrific about letting me have your microphone from time to time, and I certainly appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Good.
Thank
See you, buddy.
Thank you for listening to the KNEO Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNEOradio.com. For more KNEO Radio Podcast, including KNEO Sports, visit KNEOradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.